Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories Leadership Kit. Be responsible for choices. That one was mine. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is honesty, the kind that isn't always easy, but always matters. The second thing that I'm thankful for is for growth moments, especially the ones that come from mistakes. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is for people who take responsibility, because that's where real leadership shows up. Well, it's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. Last week, we talked about doing what you say, following through. This week, we take it one step further, because sometimes things don't go right. And when they don't, what you say next, it matters. So let's step into the story. This episode is part of the Leadership Kit. The value that we are focusing on this week is responsibility. The skill students are practicing is be responsible for choices. And the story you're about to hear is called That One Was Mine. The characters in this story are Aaliyah, Jaden, Sophia, Mateo, and Leo. I'm going to read the story all the way through with no interruptions. I'm going to have you listen to it, and then we'll talk. All right, here we go. The story is, That One Was Mine. The answer didn't match. Jaden looked at the paper, then at the group. That's not what we got, Mateo said. Sophia checked the step again. Something's off. Leah pointed to the middle. I think it's right here. Jaden leaned in. That's where we changed it. Mateo crossed his arms. I thought we agreed on the first way. Jaden hesitated. We did. Sophia looked at him. So why did it change? The table got quiet. Jaden stared at the paper, then looked up. I changed it, he said. No one spoke. I thought it would work better, he said. Mateo shook his head slightly. Why didn't you say something? Jaden shrugged. I don't know. I just did it. Aaliyah didn't react right away. She just nodded. Okay. Leo leaned in. Can we fix it? Sophia pointed back to the original step. We just go back. Mateo sighed. All right. They worked through it again. Slower this time. Together. When they finished, the answer matched. Jaden leaned back. That one was mine, he said. Aaliyah nodded. Yeah, she said. And you owned it. Leo added, that's what matters. Sometimes responsibility isn't about being right. It's about being honest. Well, that is our story. And our skill focus here is be responsible for choices. We all make decisions. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. You all know that, funky teachers out there. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But leadership, it shows up when you own it. No excuses, no blaming, just
honesty.
Yeah, and that saying something like, "Hey, that was my choice," owning it. You know, that's where growth begins. That's where, as funky teachers, us modeling that for students is so important, and teaching students to own it and to be responsible for choices. That's critical. And so, as you bring in this story in with your class, and you start looking at the discussion piece, bringing in a question to students saying something like, "Hey, have you ever made a choice and then realized it caused a problem?" You know, that's just a reflection question right there. And then doing a noticing piece saying something like, "Hey, what did Jaden do? Or why was it hard to admit?" And then you could have another question that you could follow up with that, where you say to students, "What changed when Jaden took responsibility?" And then as the week goes on, later in the week, you could ask students things like, "Why do people sometimes avoid taking responsibility?" That's an important question to discuss with students. You can also discuss with them asking students, "What happens when we blame others?" You could also ask, "How does owning your choices build trust?" So that's important to do. So when you're using the story with students, this week is truly about ownership. And as the week goes on, name those moments with students, saying things like, "Hey, you owned it. That was honest." Or, "Hey, that's responsibility right there." Students need to understand that owning mistakes isn't weakness. It's leadership. And if you want a printable version of this story with teacher questions and a student handout you can use with students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It is free for classroom use. Now, as you head into your week, here's the leadership focus. You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be honest, because growth doesn't start with being right. It starts with being real. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day and your week ahead, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.